You're tuned into Soul Connection, hosted by Zenobia Todd, ASYEP intern, and Sarah Fetishin of the Aspen Hope Center. You have probably heard the term, we are all connected. Humans are social species that are wired to connect. Love and belonging are our greatest needs. Our goal is to facilitate meaningful conversations on what we all need to find wellness.
Stay tuned to listen to experts in the mental health field talk about the changing landscape of mental health and what remains true to basic human needs. We will also spend time sharing stories, experiences, and ideas we have learned along the way.
Please join us and enjoy some connection time.
Soul Connection is sponsored by the Aspen Hope Center. The Aspen Hope Center provides an array of mental health services such as crisis intervention, suicide prevention, mobile crisis response, therapy, a confidential 24/7 hope line, and a robust school-based program. To learn more about the Aspen Hope Center, you can go to aspenhopecenter.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Soul Connection. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Zenobia.
How are you?
I'm well. How's your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Good and relaxing.
Good.
I'm excited to see you. You're going to be my highlight of the weekend.
I know. You're the best, Sarah. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be talking about kindness and simple acts of kindness and everything along those lines, because I think in my life that's one of the most important things, kindness. And we're going to be talking about, like, if you can teach kindness and all of that stuff. And I've noticed throughout my life I've learned how to be kinder and kinder, and I hope and I know that every day I improve my kindness amount.
You know, it's so true.
Yeah,
we have to be really thoughtful about how we act and how we treat people, I think, as human beings, just maybe because of everything we go through and, you know, just trying to navigate our lives. So, we're here to talk about kindness, and I think we need to start a campaign or do something.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I think it's important. So I just want to start off by saying how important simple acts of kindness are, because I feel like when people think of kindness, they think of really big gestures at first. And I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people, you know, like whatever that may be. But I think kindness to me a lot of the time is just small acts that matter most to me and that I can tell matter a lot to other people too. And I just think going to school every day and going to work every day and waking up every day can be hard for so many people. And I think just the smallest things can have such a large impact on people. And I know that because they have such a big impact on me, you know, when strangers ask how my day is going, and even just a little smile and compliments, whether it's something about your appearance or about your personality, like, it's all so important and has such a big impact on so many people.
Oh, it's so true. You know, I even think about when somebody holds the door.
Exactly.
Like how much that means to me.
These
days, I was on a walk the other day and I decided to pick up some trash. Made me feel good about myself.
No, that's that matters.
I mean, it does kind of fill you up, especially when, I don't know, I feel so proud to live in Carbondale and in this beautiful valley. So doing those kinds of things does feel good.
And I think that simple acts matter to the person that you're showing them to, but they also make you feel good, you know, like seeing the smile on that person's face, or like Sarah said, picking up trash. That always makes me feel so good about myself, because, you know, the earth is our home and it matters so much that we take care of it. And so it always makes me so happy to do those things. But
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, there's actually some science behind this. Everyday simple acts of kindness can contribute to boosting our moods, reducing stress, and alleviating symptoms of depression and anxiety. In addition, what might seem like a small gesture could have a greater impact than you might think. And I think it kind of goes back to, we don't know what's going on in anybody's life at any particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And to have an understanding of that and that compassion that can come with that really makes small gestures so important for our community.
Totally. Yeah.
So other than the science, the other piece I think about kindness that's really interesting is it's actually teachable. I wasn't sure if you kind of were a grouchy person or if maybe you were a kind person when you were born. You know, how much of that was nature versus nurture. But you really can teach kindness and you can build the kindness muscle. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. And I think we all need to take that kind of seriously, that if we're not exercising that muscle, if we're not building those skills and we're not feeding that part of us, what part are we feeding? Mm-hmm. And is it the part that we want to do, want to be feeding?
Yeah.
So I guess let's talk about your school, because I think it would be awesome to make an impact in schools. And I remember when I went to high school, I don't know if it's the same now. But do you feel like you run into kindness? What's it like?
Well, so I go to Glenwood and it's such a big school. And so I feel like I have friends at almost every school in the Valley. And I feel like, for example, here, Roaring Fork, it's smaller and honestly more community is held there. Mm-hmm. And like, I have friends there and they talk about how they know everyone in their grade and like everyone's name and their parents and blah, blah, blah. And it used to be that way. And then high school came and I go to such a big school now. And well, for our Valley, it's such a big school. and I feel like I don't run into it as much as anyone would like. But I also notice that this year, going into sophomore year, I've met a lot of new people and they've all been so welcoming and kind. And so I think, and I can just, I can see the impact in everyone when you know, just walk past someone and, you know, like, hi, how are you? Like, do you want to sit by me? Let's go to lunch. Let's blah, blah, blah. Like, how's your day going? And I've met a lot of new people that this year that have acted that way, and it's been awesome. And so I think there's also the complete opposite at my school, though. And I'm so blessed that I have the friends that I do, because I have amazing friends and amazing people in my life, but that are also kind. But of course, I do run into people that are the complete opposite. And so I guess kindness isn't seen throughout everyone, but in my little like bubble, it's seen. But I don't know, it just differs. I guess it depends on who people decide to surround themselves with.
I think that's an excellent point. It does matter who you surround yourself with. And if your group of friends are feeling good and being kind, then you all are going to pay that forward, right? And that's, you know, that was a movie, and it's a real thing in life, is when people see other people being kind, they tend to do that as well. So knowing that it's contagious, we have, I think, a responsibility with the energy, with the attitude that we're putting out there, knowing that other people are going to pick up on that.
Yeah, totally.
And that's actually pretty powerful. Because our behavior is under our control. Like, we can't control other people in our community or how they act and feel, but we can control ourselves. We can control who we hang out with.
Yeah, totally.
In hopes that that'll be the energy that we
No, it matters so much. And honestly, along the lines of school, I think right now especially, it's like we're a month into school. Yeah, like right a month, like a month tomorrow. A month yesterday we've been at school. And so it's been getting hard, and like classes have been getting hard. We've all had tests. We've all had quizzes. We have a lot of homework, and I'm a sophomore, and a lot of my friends are in the grades above and obviously the grade I'm in. And so I can definitely see the struggle that they're going through. And I just think it's so important. I've been like texting my friends, like, how's your homework? Like, good luck with your homework. Good luck on your test. Good luck on your quiz. Because, and I can tell it matters so much, just like that simple statement and just checking in, you know, because school is actually so stressful. And like, I feel like last year it was like fine-ish, and then this year like it gets real for me. Mm-hmm. And so now I can just tell people need that extra boost of like confidence and you're doing great and check-ins and all of it, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with work too. I mean, right. School, work, all of the above.
Adults need it too. It's so true. Actually, when you're kind, it does help your brain to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are having struggles in schools or, you know, in your school or at home, if you can start to reframe and have compassion and find kindness, it's going to help you through the hard times.
Totally.
Versus if you're, you know, practicing negativity or you're feeling like everything is a downer or a bummer, that is going to affect your brain.
Yeah. I totally agree.
All right. Well, I have an idea, Zenobia.
Yes.
What if we asked all of our listeners to complete one act of kindness a day? Do you think that people could do that?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah? I think that it's such a simple ask of us. and I think that it's so important and it's not a hard thing to do and it matters so much.
So I was thinking, what are some examples of a simple act of kindness that people could commit to, or hopefully they could pick one mm-hmm. of them and maybe move it forward?
So I don't actually have any ideas for like large acts of kindness. I just, the things that matter to me, and I know to a lot of people, are like smiles and hi and good morning. And I want to add on, my mom and I went to Maui like 4 months ago, and we were on a walk, and it was the morning, and every single person we passed said good morning and like mm-hmm. smiled at us, like every single person. And my mom and I like looked at each other and we just felt so welcomed and loved, and just by the smile and good morning, and just that kind of stuff matters so much. And if we could live in a world where that was the normal, that would be amazing, but I know it's not. So I think just a smile and a good morning, and like Sarah said, a door hold, which I love also. And
could put your shopping cart away in the parking lot.
True.
Right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think like paying for a meal, like not like a $200 meal, but like if you're going out to lunch with your friend mm-hmm. and, you know, I think one of my friends do that for me. I love it. And
nice.
So, yeah.
Or maybe calling someone that you haven't been in touch with for a while, because maybe they need to hear.
Yeah.
You know,
I was just talking about Adele, who used to work here mm-hmm. with Megan, and saying how much I missed her. And I hope she's listening. And I'll text her and I'll say, listen. But I was just talking about how I need to call her. And so thank you for reminding me, Sarah.
Absolutely.
I think that it's super important.
Yeah. And remembering our grandparents and our aunts and uncles and people that just probably love us so much. And in our busy lives, we tend to sometimes forget to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are all beautiful ways of showing kindness.
Yeah, totally.
Great. Well, we always talk about trusted adults all the time.
Yeah, all the
time. For students and for youth. There's just so much research around children who have at least one person in their life that really cares about them, that when they walk into the room, you know, this adult just lights up, is so excited to see them. What are your thoughts about that and kindness?
Well, I think that Sarah and I talk about this a lot, but just having those people in your life that matter most and make you the happiest. And like we were talking about before, having that group of people that matters the most. And so having a trusted adult is so important. And my mom and I always talk about it, and she makes sure I have one. And obviously I always say it's her, but I think that if a lot of people don't have at home trusted adults, and I've noticed that a lot. And so just finding someone in your life that you can call, and even someone just on simply a hard day, you can text and complain and vent about your problems, and they'll make you happy, and you know that that's what matters, you know. And so even just finding a teacher and or a friend, I mean, I know that's not a trusted adult.
I think that's okay. But it really kind of goes down to the root of relationship,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so just having that person or those people or that group or even that place, you know, because I mean, we're along the lines of what makes you happy and what fulfills your life with kindness. And I guess kindness and happiness kind of interlink, and I'm kind of getting into like happiness now, but I guess they go together. So,
well, I think you're right. I think it does roll into that. So if you say you commit to one act of kindness a day, what the research says is that it'll lead into two and then into three.
Yeah.
And that does make you feel better, which then leads you to happiness and joy,
exactly,
which is really the outcome we're looking for, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. You know, I have some really good people in my life. I have some good friends. And there's times when I don't feel like I'm a very good friend or that I show enough acts of kindness. So this is really an important topic for me. I think things get so busy and I'm trying to get the checklist done. And I forget the importance of connecting with people and letting them know I'm thinking about them and I care about them. And I have one particular friend that will, if I'm starting a new job or if I'm starting a hobby or I'm doing something, she is always checking in and asking me about those things and how they're going.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she has the time. I feel like she has so many friends and family, but she does that. And
aww,
it's just who she is.
Yeah.
Right?
That's amazing.
It is.
I have not so many actually, because I feel like there's the times where it's so busy and people just are saying, how are you, to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it's like common sense. But then I have a few friends in particular that like take time out of their day to make sure I'm okay. And so I can totally relate with you on that, you know, which is so lucky for us, because I know people may not have that.
Right. And it used to be kind of intimidating because I'm like, geez, I'm never going to be able to, you know, be like,
yeah, then it's
people
pressure
that are so good.
Yeah.
But we don't have to. I think that we can figure it out for ourselves and do what we can. And honestly, I think I'll have to start putting it in a calendar, because it is that important to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it is that important.
And if you just let the day go by, those are the things that get missed. And so, you know, if
I think that's
me
a great
getting a
idea.
Haircut's going to make it in the calendar. So does, you know,
yeah,
me reaching out to
exactly
somebody
I think,
important.
Sarah, I think that's a great point, because I think that's a great idea, because I feel like a lot of people need to do that. And like we were talking about before, calling family members and friends that have moved away or that are, or even if they're your next door neighbor and they don't want to come over, you can call them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think just putting it on your calendar, like you said, or like setting an alarm, like call blah, blah, blah. And so then, or text even, and just have like a conversation with them about their day or if they're struggling or, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever see that activity or movement in Carbondale where people found rocks and then they painted on the rocks and it would just be like very kind words and would say like love or community?
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know?
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Because I remember looking around and you'd see like this beautiful rock with just one of your favorite words on it.
I think that I did that in like elementary school or
did
something.
You?
Yeah.
So
I think we like, I think we like went out to the playground and painted rocks and said kind words and
Well, you think about
that. I think
that's
awesome.
You know, in schools that since we know kindness is teachable, like, what if that was on the curriculum in kindergarten and first and second grade, where we all as a community were teaching the skill and the importance of it? And those are the kinds of things that we did to start the day or wrap up the day, knowing that, you know, the students or children's muscle, the kindness muscle, is growing and getting stronger.
Yeah,
it feels like almost like that should be.
I know. And I will say, I grew up in Glenwood and I've gone to Glenwood schools my whole life. And I have been so fortunate to have the teachers and the adults around me that I did. And honestly, like, since high school has come, I don't feel the connection as much towards teachers anymore, because I feel like, I don't know, it's such a big school and there's so many people, but I feel like that shouldn't even matter, because all throughout middle school and elementary school, I like still talk to my teachers today and they still matter so much to me. And I think that's so, so important. And they taught me acts of kindness. Like, I remember my kindergarten teacher, and like, I still see her sometimes and I love her. And she is one of the kindest people I know. And from there, I've had amazing teachers, and we would like walk into school and talk about our weekends and talk about, you know, on a Monday morning, how everything is going. And I think that I'm so lucky that I had that, because I don't know, I've just grown up in really great schools. But I think even just extending that more and just coming to school every morning and together as a class, like getting in a circle and talking about how you're doing, which I've done before, and it matters so much and it helps so much.
Wow. You know, when I think about kindness, I think about your mom, because I have a feeling like that's what she does.
Yeah. Well, she is that person. And I think kindness, there's different perspectives on kindness. Like, everyone sees it in a different way. And my mom and I feel like we have different ways of seeing it too. But for her, being kind to someone is listening to them, because her job is being a counselor, and just to me too, like, just listening to me. But she comes home every day and I'm like, why is your job so hard? Like, why is it so hard? I feel like all you do is just listen. And she's like, but it is so hard, like, having to listen to all these stories and all of these perspectives and all of these lives. And but her version of kindness is just sitting and listening. And I think that also is so important. And like, my version of kindness is like compliments and saying hi and smiling and being happy and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like for her, it's just genuinely caring and internally people knowing that she cares, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being present to hear that and to validate someone's experience is very powerful, and probably one of the most kind things you can do for another human being.
She is a very kind person.
I think we'll keep her.
She's a keeper.
Okay, good. Alrighty. Well, I'm really excited for our next show.
Yeah, me too. It'll be good.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, we're going to be interviewing Selena and Mariella from the Family Resource Center of the Roaring Fork Schools. What a great organization. And we're going to hear all about the services that they provide. There's also Family Resource Centers in Aspen, Pickin County. We have Aspen Family Connections. And then as you move down the valley in Newcastle, we have River Center. And then there's a school-based family resource center in RE2, which is Newcastle, Sillett, and Rifle. And then we have a family resource center in G16, which serves Parachute and Battlement Mesa. So they do incredible things for families and students and children. And we're going to learn more about those services and ask some pretty awesome questions.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I guess next time, thanks for spending time with me again.
Yeah, thank you. It's always the best to just talk to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time to hear about our Family Resource Center people.
Great.
need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way.